The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome to this talk that continues a series of talks on insight. And for those of you who've been involved since the beginning of the year, these talks on insight hopefully stand well on their own, but they're really meant to be, part of what they're meant to be is a continuation of the practices of samadhi that we did the first half of the year. And that samadhi provides a very different context for insight than the ordinary, everyday, distracted, caught-up mind, where there's a lot of thinking and where there's thinking around self-preoccupation is so integral and part of the whole way that we're living that it's unimaginable to have this wonderful non-preoccupation with self. For some people, it can feel like a kind of a death because that's the only thing we know, and how we stay safe is by constructing and keeping and maintaining and defending, asserting a certain kind of self that has maybe kept you safe and really worked well growing up or the difficulties of life. Some people grow up with tremendous challenges, challenges of violence and neglect and fear, and building up a sense of self is really the only thing that gives them stability and a strong sense of safety and finding their way in the world and stay protected. And so there's a good reason why this whole teachings of not-self is challenging, and there may be even people protest. But to come out of samadhi, a deep, deep subtleness, deep quiet and well-being that's settled in some deep way, the tense mind, the contracted mind, the preoccupied mind, then we know there's an alternative to the self that gets constructed and held and built and protected that maybe is really needed in life sometimes. But it's not needed all the time. And to know an alternative, to know that there's a vacation, to know that there's a safety and benefit in an alternative gives us more leeway, gives us more flexibility. And maybe when we go back into a world of self-preoccupation, we don't have to take it so solidly and be so tight in holding on to it. So one of the things that I tried to convey these last few days is how much extra unnecessary focus there can be on me, myself, and mine. That when there's any sense of mind, of ownership, of possession, even of ourselves, our body, and our emotions and things, that if that comes along with craving, if it comes along with attachment, the craving and the attachment is the extra layer, and it's not necessary. If there is a strong sense of valuing oneself or not, or devaluing oneself, that I am a certain status, I am a certain worthiness or unworthiness, that I am a certain profession, I am a certain role. If there is a lot of conceit, which is attachment around an idea of self, there's layers and layers of extra effort, extra work, extra preoccupation that's in a deep state of samadhi, deep state of vacation, deep state of well-being is not needed to operate. And when there's a strong attachment to a certain opinion, view, philosophy, doctrine of what the true self is, the true soul, that this is who I am, and there is this thing that I have to, kind of the self, the soul, that, and I have to hold on to a belief, strongly believe, because that's what, then I know that I'm safe over many lifetimes, or that then I know that's what's going to take me to heaven, or it's going to take me to hell, or something. There's a whole constellation around a sense of soul, true self, essence, that people can get quite caught in. And this is called the attachment to opinions, to views, to doctrines. And there can be layers and layers in which that's extra that keeps the mind busy. And when the mind is in samadhi, in deep states of peace, a lot of that falls away. And so we begin learning that there is an alternative to self-preoccupation. There is an alternative to self-rumination. There's an alternative to self-assertion, to self-evaluation, to this whole kind of vortex, a whirlpool of self-concern that gets so easy to get caught up in, with a lot of support from our society, that this is what we have to focus on. And to know an alternative, the noble silence, allows us to begin shifting the center, the locus of how we enter into our life, how we live our life. And so I'm going to tell a story, and I'll partly read it. It's from my book, The Monastery Within, and the title of it is The True Self. So now you're going to find out what the true self is. So you probably want to listen closely. A woman came to the monastery determined to ask the abbess how she could discover her true self. She had assumed many identities over her lifetime, most of them identities others had expected of her. When she presented her concern, the abbess replied, "Since knowing the true self is so important for you, you should ask this question of someone who has fully penetrated the issue of self. We have a very learned monk here who has read every Buddhist scripture and the many commentaries. He has studied with some of the greatest Buddhist teachers of this age. He has spent years meditating and has deep realization. Come, I will introduce you to him." The abbess led the woman into the courtyard, where a solitary monk was absorbed in sweeping the courtyard. "That is him," said the abbess. "When you're interested in the true self, it's important not to be abstract. Don't ask what the true self is. Ask him, what is his true self?" Shyly, but with great hope, the woman walked up to the monk and asked, "What is your true self?" The monk smiled and continued to sweep. Going back to the abbess, the woman said, "He didn't answer my question." "Quite the opposite," said the abbess. "He gave you the most precise answer he could at this time. When he sweeps, his true self is the sweeping." There's a way that who we are is the activity of the moment. And to enter that activity fully, aware of our body, our emotions, our thoughts, but to center in the activity as opposed to being in the control tower, assigning meaning, assigning concepts, assigning self to what's happening here. But in the moment, be the sweeping. In the moment, if you're at work, be that work. And then at the end of work, leave that behind. Then if you're driving home, who you are is the driver. That's simple. If who you are, if you're making dinner, is the cook. If you're eating dinner, you're the eater. If you're with a friend and chatting, you're the talker. You're the friend. And so who you are shifts and changes all day long. And there's no kind of abiding true self. There's no essence that this is who I know myself to really be. But we discover who we are throughout the day, each moment, each activity we're doing. And the benefit of this full discovery now is you're up to date with yourself. Full discovery now that you find out all the different ways that you get coordinated, you get brought together in for this particular moment now. And it's enough, just this moment. If you're with a baby, holding the baby, you're the caretaker, you're the holder of the baby. And the whole sense of self and who you are is very different than if you're someone who is caring for the person outside of here, who sounds like they're a little bit very, very angry outside of IMC right now, I can hear. Who was seemingly very loud argument with themselves or with an imaginary person. So here I am, both teaching and caring. What does this person need? Can I support? I'm the carer. All these things that go on, we shift and change, and we don't have to carry one with us to the next. And so now I'm teaching, so it makes me a teacher. In a few minutes we'll end this, and I'm the stagehand. I'm going to move back some of the equipment we have here for the broadcast. And then I'm going on to be at something else and something else. And there's a fluidity and a peace where there's a kind of a deep, noble silence. There's a nobility in not being self-preoccupied, caught in the swirl and thoughts of this is mine, this is what I am, this is who my true self is, that we carry with us and hold on to and have layers and layers of more concepts on top of. So enter into the activity that you're doing today. Let that be who you are. Let that be who you are, and leave everything else that's not needed behind. If you need some of your past, if you need something else for the activity at hand, you'll know. And you'll know and hold it lightly, hopefully, and let it just be part of it here. But chances are so much of it is not needed. So my suggestion for you today, for the next 24 hours, is to enter more fully into the activities you're doing during the day, so fully enough that there's not so much room for self-preoccupation. Watching yourself, how well am I doing? I'm not doing well enough. People are going to be criticizing me. Or let go of all the second array kind of concepts on top, and let yourself almost become the true self is the activity of the moment. And see what difference it makes today to do that through the day. And I wouldn't be surprised if you do this well, you'll end the day much more settled and happy than if you didn't do it. So I hope you enjoy this day of being your activity of the moment. Thank you.